Mein Name ist Mader Peter.
My name is Peter Mader and I work in the figures department. All figures are made up of a number of sections, sometimes many sections, and my job is to put the parts together to create a perfect whole. At the end of the day, the figure has to look as if it had been made in one piece and then it can be fired. At my workplace, I have a number of very delicate iron tools, not unlike the ones dentists use, and a few knives and wooden implements. I cast the individual sections in molds, and where the mold has a joint, it creates a little projection on the porcelain surface, which of course has to be removed, and I do this with a knife. It simply gets shaved off. Another task is touching up sections that cannot be rendered exactly by casting, such as heads of hair. I have to work on these areas with my wooden and iron tools to model the surface and make it look soft. Finally, you go over it with a brush and a little water to give the head a lifelike finish. The individual sections of a figure are cast in plaster of Paris molds, and the special thing about plaster is that it absorbs water. So what I do is pour the liquid porcelain paste, which we call slip, from a jug into the plaster mold, which has a special hole for this purpose. But I have to be careful not to pour it in too quickly, because if I do, there is a danger of pockets of air forming. Anyway, I carefully fill the mold with slip, right up to the very top. Because of plaster's property of absorbing water, a somewhat denser and firmer layer of slip forms on the inside of the mold. And this layer is what will in the end become the porcelain body. Towards the center of the mold, the slip remains runny. As all the individual parts are hollow, I have the very important task of making a distinction between the weight-bearing parts and the non-weight-bearing parts. For example, in the case of a Spanish riding school figure, the head of the rider does not have to have such thick sides, whereas the legs of the horse have to be strong and thus have to be more solidly built. When I am casting a part, I have complete control over this factor, because the longer I leave the slip in the mold, the thicker the firm layer will become. As a result of the mold absorbing water, the level of the slip goes down, revealing the firm layer at the sides, which I can cut with a knife to measure its thickness. When it has reached the thickness I require, I pour off the liquid slip and then what remains in the mold is a hollow cast. And that is the critical factor, that the figures are always hollow. In the Spanish riding school figures, every section is hollow, from the heads down through the bodies to the legs, of both horse and rider. And only a few very small applied parts are solid. I do, of course, make rough notes about the construction of the figures in exercise books, which I use to record the basic information. However, I regularly find myself making variations. I think that although I'm getting on in years, it is always possible to develop and try out new ideas. One very good example of this is the figure Soiree, of which we issued a new edition to mark 300 years of Vienna porcelain in 2018. Relatively soon, we noticed that the lady had a very serious look on her face, which we didn't want. We wanted her to have a friendly smile. However, in the original mold, the corners of her mouth are turned slightly downwards. So now, whenever I do the figure Soiree, I have to take the head section and change the lips, which means I do a bit of freehand modeling. But of course, that is a special case. It is never entirely clear whether I have done my job well until after the firing, which is sometimes not until several weeks later, because the figures have to be given time to dry out somewhat before going into the kiln. In the case of large figures in particular, the molds are so heavy that it is quite hard work handling them, real physical labor. People always think of my work as being very delicate, but at times I have a real problem when I'm making casts in the morning and then I have to do something very delicate in the afternoon. That is not always so easy. One thing that has become clear to me is that we have to make sure we are always doing something new. I think this is very important, because taste changes. In recent years, I have noticed that certain models that would have been inconceivable 20 years ago have sold extremely well. As people's life situation changes, their taste changes as well. Art always has a certain positive value for society. It's not exactly essential to our survival, but on the other hand, perhaps it is, because beautiful things are actually what makes life worth living.